This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Today is the concluding program in our reading and study of the book of Jeremiah. After reflecting on all we've found in Jeremiah, I believe the key verse of the book is Jeremiah 2:13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, to hew for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. Jeremiah, who was called by God to minister to these people, was faithful to his calling. Whatever he challenged the people to do, they opposed. Adding to their rebellion, they persecuted Jeremiah. His reward here on earth was seemingly all negative, at least as far as what he described in his book. Yet, he continued to faithfully represent God. He is a tremendous example to all of us. I believe he's included in the list of those mentioned in Hebrews 11:35, who were tortured, yet refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. That was his earthly situation. But listen to what Hebrews 11:39 says. These were all commended for their faith. Ultimately, they received God's affirmation, "Well done, good and faithful servant." God wants to work in and through our lives so that no matter what we may encounter, we'll be found faithful to our calling. We'll see Jeremiah exhibiting this further as we read the book of Lamentations, the next book in our project of reading through the Bible in 2 years. Let me know how you're doing in your reading. You can email me, ludgolds@outlook.com, or through my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.